This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Another big news day. Every day's a big news day, right? Liberal journalists spreading misinformation about the Boulder mass shooter. The Boulder mass shooter is clearly Islamic. It's clearly a Muslim. And therefore, a very good chance that Ahmad al-Issa was involved with a terror attack, an Islamic terror attack. But that's not what they're saying. Author John Pavlovitz assumed the man was white, and that he received preferential treatment based on his race. He tweeted out, in America, if you're white, no matter how many people you kill, you'll be taken into custody alive. In other words, they kill black men like George Floyd. You know why George Floyd died? The cop was an idiot, right? Wayne Root's very honest. The cop is an idiot, a brutal idiot who kept his knee on his neck too long. But on the other hand, he died because he was filled with fentanyl in his system. Don't tell me cops kill black people, because it's not true. In the whole United States, I believe last year, two innocent black men were killed by cops who had no weapons and shouldn't have been shot. Two. And then the same guy, John Pavlovitz, says we really need to ban angry white guys with guns. It wasn't an angry white guy. His name's Ahmad al-Issa. Should we ban angry Muslims with guns? Oh, liberals would never say that. The only group you could be racist against is whites. Author and BLM activist Mianna Harris deleted her tweet, which espoused hate based on man's perceived race, on the man's perceived race. Raheem Kassim of the National Pulse noted Twitter had not taken any action despite her peddling of misinformation. Twitter allows verified users like Mina Harris to peddle wild disinformation. If I did this, I'd be suspended immediately. Harris then wrote that she deleted her tweet based on false assumptions. The suspect in the mass killing in Boulder, Colorado, is Ahmad al-Aliwi al-Issa, an immigrant from Syria who is devoutly Muslim. Journalist Zaid Zilani also called out Harris's assumption, saying most shootings in the United States are not committed by white men, and that in fact a remarkably low number of people commit acts like this at all. Zilani states that this fact is more important than the race of the shooters. Here's his exact tweet. Majority of mass shootings in the U.S. not carried out by white men, and even if they were, learn about basic statistical fallacies. The fact is near zero number of people ever commit a mass shooting or an act of terrorism is more important than the percent of race that does the shootings. Singer-songwriter Denisha Carter suggested there might be a word for the act of making an assumption about another based solely on their race. Siri, what is it called when one makes an assumption about others based on race? I could go on and on. There's a lot of tweets back and forth on this stuff, but the end result is you get the idea. Liberals in the media jump to the conclusion the guy was white, and he's not white. He's Islamic, and he seems to be a fan of ISIS and seems to be a hater of Donald Trump, and they're trying to get away from that topic. And this entire topic of the mass shooting gets you away from the most important topic, that the border is on fire, that we're letting everybody in, and that it's going to ruin America, and eventually there'll be 100 million people or more. Axios, very liberal organization, said today that border agents are releasing almost 9 out of 10 migrants, 9 out of every 10 migrants who arrive at the border. 87% of migrant families are being released into the United States. Wow. It's up from 60% in February. And, of course, Trump wasn't president in February either. You know, last year was basically zero. If you came in, you had to wait on the other side, and you never got in. The leak to Axios, it's a leak, comes just 2 days after President Joe Biden's homeland. The message is clear. Don't come. The border is closed. The border is secure. We are expelling families. No, you're not. Liar. Liar, liar, liar. Leak to Axios DHS releasing 87% of migrant families into the United States. This shooting was like the happiest day for liberals. Oh, God, we've got something to talk about besides the border. Because Biden's losing big on the border. So let's talk about banning guns. Well, there's another interesting topic. Banning guns. So an Islamic extremist goes into a grocery store and kills 10 people. Murders 10 people, including a nice cop. A hero cop. And that means none of us can ever have an assault weapon again, huh? None of us can ever have a rifle again. None of us can have a semi-automatic rifle again, because that guy chose to commit a crime with it. You know what this is like? It's like grade school again. You go to school, you're the nicest kid in the world, you get straight A's, but there's one kid in the class that's a punk that comes from a broken home, obviously a Democrat broken home with a mom on welfare and no father in the house, and that kid causes trouble, and that kid does something bad. And the teacher turns around and says, now everyone will be punished. Really? Why am I punished? What did I do? I did everything right. I studied last night, got 100 on the exam. I'm the best kid in the world. I'm a freaking angel. And that punk, instead of sending them out of school and expelling them, or punishing them and sending them to the principal's office, and making them stay after school every day for the next month, that punk now got me in trouble? That's what this is. Democrats are like, look, a bad guy shot up a grocery store and killed 10 people. That means all the rest of you who are great law-abiding American citizens and who are responsible gun owners, you have to lose your guns. Boy, is that screwed up logic. You know what the lesson is? Watch out for Islamic extremists, number one. They're all over this country. And number two, they're going to be coming through the border by the thousands. Watch out, it comes through the border. Because this Islamic extremist at the border is a young child born in Syria he was born in Syria and as a young child brought to America. That is trouble, trouble, trouble. These are terrorist nations, and you shouldn't be letting people in who 20 years later are going to murder 10 Americans. That's the lesson you should learn from this, is stop importing terrorists and stop leaving the border open because terrorists are going to come in and kill us. That's the lesson you should learn. The lesson you should learn is that we're in a mess of trouble because of all the liberal ideas in this country. Ohio Public School District spends $134,000 in legal fees on permits for gender-neutral bathrooms. You don't think we have something better to spend our money on than to waste it on getting government permits for gender-neutral bathrooms? $134,000 in legal fees to obtain a permit to install only gender-neutral bathrooms in 6 of its facilities in Columbus, Ohio Public Schools. Can you imagine what a joke it is? Phew. The school board and superintendent erected 5 of 6 new buildings that they successfully passed a $230 million tax to rebuild 5 elementary schools and a high school, and then they erected 5 of the 6 new buildings with only gender-neutral bathrooms. Wow. Even though Ohio Building Code mandates any facility with plumbing fixtures require separate accommodations for each sex. This is what's going on in America today. Everything's got to be single-sex bathrooms. Why? Who decided that? And I can't stand the liars on the left. This is not exactly an important topic with all the stuff going on. The border's open, an Islamic extremist terrorist attack. They're trying to take your guns away and ban assault weapons because of that terror attack. Those are big stories, right? This is not a big story. It's about the NFL. It's about a football team. But it's very telling because the media lies to you every day, and liberals lie to you every day. Anybody who says that the election wasn't rigged and stolen is a liar. Anybody says the American people all know the election was fair and square is a liar. Anybody says you're not allowed to talk about it anymore. As a matter of fact, a guy came on MSNBC, a DOJ lawyer, came on MSNBC just 2 days ago, and said he thinks there should be a litmus test. Every business in America should pledge that the election was fair and they accept Joe Biden as president. And you know what that's about, don't you? If you're guilty and you know you stole the election, that's the only reason you'd be asking people to do that litmus test. Because you know the election wasn't fair and you know it was stolen and you know millions of Americans believe it was stolen. So you're trying to just censor all of us and make sure none of us are, we're all afraid to state the truth that the election was stolen. And I feel like this NFL story goes right into that. They're trying to lie to your face and make you believe it. Okay, the Washington football team's current name, remember they were the Washington Redskins. They changed the name to the Washington football team, which to this day I think is the dumbest name I've ever heard in my entire life. You know, it's like demanding you get rid of the name New York Yankees and just change it to the New York baseball team. Can you imagine? I grew up my whole life loving the Yankees. I could sing their theme song. Here come the Yankees. And now you're here come the New York baseball team. What a joke, right? The Washington football team. I love the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to change their name to the Dallas football team. Because Cowboys is prejudiced against Indians, probably. So you can't convince me anybody likes the name Washington football team. They said it was temporary because they did it at the last minute before the season started last year. And they said by this year they'd have a new name. And now look what they're saying. The Washington football team's current name came out of necessity, but it may end up staying permanently because of popularity. Does anyone believe the lies that liberal, politically correct people spew? That's the sentiment from team president Jason Wright, who said in an interview with ESPN that a significant portion of the team's fan base has grown to prefer the name, and they might make it permanent. They've warmed up to the Washington football team. Some of the things that are emerging from that are the Washington football team as something that ties deeply to our history. It feels like that isn't jettisoning all the things we've been in the past, whereas something that's completely new might feel that way. I've never heard such a pile of bull you-know-what in my entire life. Nobody likes the name Washington football team. You're lying. For whatever reason, you're lying. Just like they lie when they say climate change, America's responsible. Just like they lie when they say taxes are too low, the rich are getting away with murder. Just like they lie when they say we need more spending, more stimulus. Just like they lie when they say the election wasn't rigged and stolen. I may have been born yesterday, but I wasn't born in the last 5 minutes. Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, I can picture that song cheering the New York baseball team. Everybody loves that name, don't they? Yankees, Mets, no, New York baseball team. Dallas Cowboys, no, Dallas baseball team. Dallas football team. So the Washington Redskins want you to believe that the people love the name the Washington football team. Just, we're always fed lies, fed a line of crap. A crap sandwich by government and the media and all the people in corporate America. They just lie and lie and lie and expect you to believe it. They lied about all the polls heading into the election. Trump was down 17. It's going to be a landslide. They lie about everything, and they expect you to believe it. This segment of the show, by the way, is sponsored by my podcast, War Raw. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast. Anyone who appreciates God, Guns, Gold, and Tax Cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Let's see you say that fast. God, Guns, Gold, and Tax Cuts. God, Guns, Gold, and Tax Cuts. Hey, I'm pretty good at it. We'll stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out today's War Raw podcast. We do one every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And, of course, my famous weekend podcast with my top 10 biggest news stories of the week. I count them down like Casey Kasem used to do with the top 40. Top 10 news stories for conservatives. All of those shows, 7 days a week, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And, man, I'm raw on that podcast. Curses and all. So, certain things bother me, right? The Army now thinks, the head of the Army announced that, or the head of the military in the United States announced that we're in the business now. The number one priority of the military is going all over the world and defending gay rights and transgender rights. I kid you not. That's the priority of the military. It's not defending you and me and our children. It's not defending our country's borders, our sovereignty. It's not defending us from foreign enemies. It's not defending people like, you know, Jews in the Holocaust, in concentration camp. No, it's not defending people who are helpless that are being murdered around the world. The number one priority is defending gay people under Joe Biden. And the Fed now believes, just like that, the Fed now believes it's in the climate change business. The Fed is now working on its far-left climate change program rather than focusing on the economy. It's a climate change initiative. Very scary. The Washington Examiner reports today, the Federal Reserve has created a new climate committee to address the risk climate change poses to financial stability. The new effort called the Financial Stability Climate Committee will draw from expertise across the Federal Reserve System and is intended to tackle risks to the broader financial system. The new committee comes in addition to the Fed's creation of a separate climate initiative earlier this year, the Supervision Climate Committee, that is focusing more closely on ensuring individual financial firms that the Fed oversees are prepared for climate-related risks. The new committee will be focused on not just assessing potential climate shocks, but also whether climate change might make the financial system more vulnerable in ways that could amplify these shocks and cause greater knock-on effects that could harm household, businesses, and communities. Folks, that's not the purpose of the Fed. The Fed was founded for one reason. Matter of fact, here it is. Hold on. Federal Reserve System is the central bank of the United States. It performs five functions to promote the effective operation of the U.S. economy and the public interest. Number one, it conducts the nation's monetary policy to promote maximum employment, stable prices, moderate long-term interest rates in the U.S. economy. Number two, it promotes the stability of the financial system and seeks to minimize and contain systemic risk. Number three, promotes the safety and soundness of individual financial institutions, meaning banks. Number four, it fosters payment and settlement system safety and efficiency through services to the banking industry. And number five, promotes consumer protection and commodity development through consumer-focused supervision and examination. Where does the Fed claim they're supposed to attempt to stop man-made, unverified climate change? They're not. They have no mandate involving climate change. The Fed was founded in, what was it, 1916, I believe. I believe it was 1916, over 100 years ago, and it's just supposed to make sure we have full employment and that the dollar doesn't collapse. And really, to sum it up, that's what the Fed's only two jobs are. Make sure the dollar stays up and make sure that jobs are plentiful and don't disappear. In other words, stop all financial disasters so we don't lose millions of jobs. That's the only jobs of the Fed. Now add climate change. Even though climate change is killing jobs, not climate change itself, but the response to it, green energy, kills jobs every day, millions of jobs. Destroyed Europe, by the way. Now we want to destroy America with climate change. We'll be right back.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling. The victims whose futures were stolen from them.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president noting that he's received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. Biden also calling for legislative action to address gun violence, saying it should not be a partisan issue. Jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All the jurors have been seated and the opening statements are set for Monday. A 15th person was selected on Tuesday, but the 15th juror won't hear the case if everybody else shows up next week. Security around the courthouse will be very tight. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We'll have Steve Moore with us in just a minute, who is on the committee to unleash prosperity. Sponsor of this segment of the show, perfect sponsor for this Steve Moore interview, by the way, is VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street and as a money manager for the elite, raising hundreds of millions of dollars for their companies. In 2003, Kip founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. He grew disgruntled with Wall Street and said they're only out to help the big guy. I want to help the little guy. Little guy and gal, small investor. And so he founded VRA, and his VRA investing system is unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. I've known Kip for 19 years now. I've witnessed his incredible VRA newsletter success for 18 years, over-the-top success. He's like the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Each day, Kip and his son Tyler and his team tell you exactly what's happening in the economy and the markets and exactly what investments to own, including their top-ranked VRA 10-baggers. Let them prove how VRA works and how consistently they beat the markets. Very few people give you time to study them for free. Kip's handing you his system on a platter for free for a limited time. Kip's offering his VRA membership to my fans completely free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. Tell them War sent you, and you get 2 weeks free to check out what I think is the best financial newsletter in the country. Oh, we don't have Steve yet? Okay. All right, try him again. Well, I have so many stories to talk about, so it's not an issue, but hopefully we get him, and if for any reason we can't, we'll just bring him back to you tomorrow. But here's the interesting thing. So in response to a terrorist attack by someone who's either mentally ill or just a violent murderer or an Islamic extremist, we don't know which one yet, although he is clearly Muslim and Islamic and clearly seems to be a sympathizer of ISIS, so who knows? All I could tell you is, what's that got to do with taking my guns away? That's the most ridiculous, you know, conclusion to draw I've ever heard in my entire life. Somebody kills a bunch of people, and that means I lose my rights? What's that got to do with me? I did nothing wrong. The average person, law-abiding person, did nothing wrong. Why should they lose their rights? Because this guy's a nutcase. But even more is the even more ridiculous is the hypocrisy of the situation, because Biden is protected by the same guns he wants to ban. He's protected by AR-15s and similar firearms while pushing to prohibit law-abiding Americans from owning those same guns. That makes no sense. Biden is protected 24/7 by Secret Service agents armed with AR-15s. Why should they be allowed to use them and not us? He's been receiving that protection since March of 2020, when he began receiving Secret Service protection while on the campaign trail. A source told Breitbart News such protection means Biden is protected with pistols, semi-automatic rifles, perhaps ARs, and or Sig Sauer MCX platform firearms. And there's a strong possibility of fully automatic firearms being part of the equation, too. The latter consists of submachine guns on a sling, which allows them to be carried out of sight under a jacket or coat. Biden's push to secure an assault weapons ban means average Americans would be prohibited from buying rifles such as AR-15s, AK-47s, Sig Sauer MCXs for self-defense, while Biden would enjoy protection with those same guns around the clock. And by the way, the National Shooting Sports Foundation reports there are an estimated 19.8 million modern sporting rifles in circulation since 1990 alone. That means nearly 20 million AR-15s and AK-47s would be banned if Democrats succeed in passing the legislation Biden wants, and they may not even have to pass it because Biden's spokesman said today he's thinking of using an executive order. Now, we don't know what that means exactly yet. Does she mean an executive order to ban assault rifles? Does she mean an executive order to create some sort of gun control we don't need. But here's, we don't know what it means, but here's Joe Biden today. He says we need to ban assault rifles, and then he ignores the reporter's questions and walks away. And then Jen Psaki, a spokesman, says Joe Biden is considering executive action on gun control in the wake of the mass shootings, the one in Atlanta. So in Atlanta, you have a guy who's clearly a sex addict that must have gotten happy endings day and night and used up all his money at massage parlors with Asian girls, Asian hookers, and he decides he's going to kill all the Asian hookers because then he won't have an urge anymore to spend all his money. You know what that proves? That a mentally ill man committed a crime. It's got nothing to do with you and me keeping our guns. And then here we've got a guy with a clearly Islamic name who clearly has ISIS sympathies, who clearly hates Donald Trump and Trump supporters, and clearly talked about in his Twitter feed or his Facebook tweet, his social media feed, talked about Islamophobes. So here's a guy who's centered on it. People don't like Muslims. And then he goes out and kills a bunch of white people in a grocery store. So, again, it's either an Islamic terror attack. You could either say it has Islamic terror leanings. Or he's just mentally ill. Right? And first of all, anybody who kills 10 people who are strangers and never did anything to him is mentally ill. So in both cases, it's mentally ill people. What's that got to do with law-abiding citizens carrying guns? As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite. The last week with those two shootings proves the best thing in the world is if you put guns in the hands of good people, they could have stopped these shootings. Someone at those massage parlors should have shot back and killed them. Someone in that grocery store should have shot back and killed them. Because it's almost never the police. Right? I mean, on this show, how clear do I have to make it and how many times do I have to make it clear that I love the police and I'm on the police's side and I always support the boys and girls in blue and I love them, but they're never there in time when you need them because they can only react when someone calls. By the time someone calls it in, there's 10 people lying dead in the grocery store aisle, right? So it's the same story again and again when there's a mass shooting. And you go, well, why do you like cops so much, Wayne? Because some mass shooter is blowing people away, and cops are brave enough to show up on the scene and run in. And by the way, in Boulder, that's what happened. A cop ran in the middle of the shooting, and he got killed. So, I mean, talk about the bravery of police officers. God, how can anyone put these guys down? They're so brave, but unfortunately, they're always getting there late. Because, you know, they don't have crystal balls, so they don't come until someone calls them. So you're alone with a madman or a madwoman. It's almost 100% of the time a madman, by the way. I don't remember any female mass shooters at all, ever. I don't know if there's ever been one. So has a woman ever walked into a school and killed children? Never. Has a woman ever walked into a military base and killed a bunch of soldiers? Never. Has a woman ever walked into a grocery store and killed a bunch of people like the guy yesterday? Never. So this is never women. So it's always a guy. And what has that got to do with banning guns for the rest of us who are nice people and who just want to defend ourselves? And the answer is nothing. It's ridiculous. And the idea that he would use executive action is an insult to all of us. If you can't get it passed by Congress, you have no right to use executive action. If you can't get it passed by Congress, because there's going to be moderates out there like Joe Manchin on the Democrat side who would get drummed out of West Virginia if he voted to ban all assault rifles. Are you kidding me? Joe Manchin, he could never show his face in West Virginia ever again. So he's not going to let you ban all assault rifles. And if I'm wrong, then Joe Manchin is a commie like the rest of them. Screw him. So you can't get any consensus on this, and you're not going to be able to pass it. And if you can't pass it, you have no right to say the American people are against it, and therefore the representatives won't pass it, and therefore I'm going to pass it whether you like it or not. He's considering taking executive action on gun control in the wake of shootings by two mentally ill men. How ridiculous. What a horrible conclusion to take. Makes no sense. And here's another issue that should be one of the biggest issues in America that no one's talking about. Cigna, which is one of the nation's largest health insurance providers, appears to actively discriminate against white males in hiring and pushes Marxist critical race theory on its staff. Cigna reportedly urges staff to check various kinds of privilege to avoid using terms like wives and husband, and to read books that claim America is systemically racist. In a statement of PJ Media, Cigna condemned racism and discrimination and insisted its positions were open to qualified applicants regardless of race. But the company did not explicitly deny using racial quotas or address claims about its training materials. An anonymous employee told the Washington Examiner, given the hiring practices they have in place, where white male candidates are blocked regardless of qualifications, I have to say, yes, there's obvious discrimination at this company. In chat logs reviewed by the Washington Examiner, a hiring manager rejected a candidate with strong credentials who had performed well in an interview because the hiring manager mistakenly thought the candidate was white. An employee corrected the manager, noting the candidate was indeed a minority, and then the manager said she was excited to hire him, despite learning virtually nothing else about his background except he's a minority. An employee also suggested a candidate with years of industry experience, but the hiring manager said the candidate, a white man, could not even be interviewed because he did not meet the diversity criteria. Some employees told the Washington Examiner these racial quotas often translate to an inability to fill jobs in departments focused on data or tech. I can't fill these jobs. Wow. So if it's all white people with talent, can't hire them. What a country we're living in. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off.
40%.
Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ten.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered.
Anyone ever seen what happened to Steve Moore? All right, Wayne Allen Root, I am back. And I'm back with the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. Love telling you about Liberty HealthShare. Because I joined them 6 years ago when they became the sponsor of the show. I said, if it's good enough for my fans and my listeners, it's got to be good enough for me, right? I'd be a hypocrite. See, that's the thing. I'm always criticizing liberals for being hypocrites. I'm not one. Never have been. Every product I advertise on this show, I use myself. Because how can I ask you to use it if I don't use it? So I left Aetna Health Insurance. It was a big gamble. 4 kids. And I just didn't know what this Liberty HealthShare really was about or what they could produce. But it turned out to be the best decision I've ever made. They're not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. So you choose any doctor or hospital you want. And here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members, and they paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Pretty cool. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. And in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. This is my sixth year. So I know I saved a minimum of $20,000 a year. That's $120,000. But the reality is I'm positive. You know, Aetna skyrocketed for me. It was $500 a month, and it went to $2,000 a month because of Obamacare. You don't think now it would be $3,000 a month? Maybe it would be $4,000 a month. I don't know. So $120 is the minimum I've saved. Maybe I've saved $140, $150, $160, $180,000. But the point is, could you use an extra $120,000 or more in your bank account? How would you like to look down and see an extra $120,000? You will get that with Liberty HealthShare versus traditional health insurance. And they've covered everything I've ever asked them for. They've covered it. So find out more about your health sharing options. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them WayneRoot sent you. They will treat you like a VIP. I mentioned in hour one, and I want to go back to it for a second, that China's first coronavirus cases may have occurred as early as October of 2019. October, oh, wait a minute, you know when I did this the first time, I didn't even see that? I thought they meant October of 2020. October of 2019, I never I never even thought about that headline. So coronavirus, Chinese coronavirus, may have been around since October of 19. I did not know that. So this is more damning evidence that China knew what was going on and never warned us and never stopped the flights and could have prevented a lot of this pandemic, if not all of it, certainly a lot of it, if they had stopped the flights then and stopped people from heading to America and Europe then. So stop telling me that China didn't cause it, and we shouldn't use the word China virus. This is their responsibility. And Representative Mo Brooks gave an interview. I love him. He's one of my favorite congressmen. And he says amnesty would add 100 million people to America in the next 10 to 20 years. And I think he's being very, very naive and very, very underselling, under-exaggerating. 100 million is the smallest number. First of all, nobody knows. We're all guessing. But he says 10 to 20 years, 100 million. So that would mean 10 million people a year could come into the United States every year for the next 10 years. That's an incredible amount. But how do you know it's only 10 million? How do you know it's not going to be 20 million? How do you know it won't be 30 million? How do you know it won't be 50 million? You have no idea. And by the way, over the next 50 years, you know, that would make it 200 million or 300 million. Well, maybe it's triple that. Maybe it's a billion people are coming. Because you know there are billions of people around the world who all are poor, dirt poor, and they think, you know, the streets are paved with gold, and they all want to come to America. And forget about the streets paved with gold. They all know that welfare is given out to everybody, and food stamps to everybody, and free schools to everyone. It's better school than wherever they're from. Guarantee that. Any country in the world is better school here. As bad as our public schools are, better than where they are. And you know their medical system is better here than where they are. Isn't that funny? Liberals all day long, oh my God, we need universal health care. We need government-run health care. Every one of these people is going to run away from a country that has government-run health care. And they're still going to come here. And they're going to want free health care. And they're going to ruin our system and ruin our public schools. So anyone in the world who has inferior schools, inferior medical, inferior welfare system, and who doesn't have streets paved with gold, they're all going to want to come to America. And don't forget, we've just announced to everybody, every young person that comes, none of them will be deported. None of them. None of them will ever be left on the other side of the Mexican border. We let them all in if they're young. Biden said it. Biden's Homeland Security guy said it. Jen Psaki said it. And there are 1.96 billion people under the age of 14 around the world. You don't think they're all going to come? In addition to a billion others who are 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70? They're all going to come. I think Mo Brooks is underplaying it by 10. It's not going to be 100 million. You're lucky if it's only a billion that come to America. It might take 10 or 20 years, but billions are coming. It's all over. American dream is all over. The American system will collapse. This is Cloward Piven. That I learned at Columbia University. This is how you destroy America and collapse the economy and destroy capitalism forever and turn this into a socialist welfare state, which we are already almost. But this is the clincher. Believe me, the next few days I'm going to start giving you solutions. We got to fight back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.